This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind with you in the studio. You've got Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
All right, so still to come, more on press freedoms. That's what we started the show with tonight, and there's more to say about that. Mark, you wanted an update on the raid that happened here in the studio over a year ago now. We can talk about that as well. Plus, what's going on in Venezuela, where the body count is now up to 29 people dead in the streets as protests are ongoing there against the status quo. Let's go to your calls and thoughts first, though. We've got John. He's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, we're doing a radio show. Go ahead.
All right. Basically, I wanted to talk about the flat earth, man.
Why is that?
Because I had a couple questions about it, you know, because usually I believe in the globe as well.
Well, we don't believe in the flat earth, so, you know, I guess you could sort of ask your questions into the radio and, you know, see if anybody can
answer
them.
Callers, and we might be able to say what they've said.
Yeah.
I got a flat earth opinion.
I mean, the questions that I got is basically about the horizon. Well, there's a lot of questions, but basically first with the horizon. I was wondering, why does the horizon look the same and flat 360 degrees around when you're at 100,000 feet and at sea level? It basically looks the same at sea level as it does at 100,000 feet up in the air.
I've never been
up 100,000 feet. That's ridiculous on a circumference of 25,000.
I've never been up 100,000 feet, so I've 30,000 feet in an airplane, and I think some of the difficulty with the airplane is that you've got a window in between you and them, but I've seen what I thought to be a curvature of the Earth at 30,000 feet.
Yeah, most pilots will tell you that they can see the curvature of the Earth.
I've seen people do...
I didn't see it at 100,000 feet. I sent a camera.
How did you get up to 100?
What were you in that traveled 100,000 feet up to 100,000
feet? I sent a camera with a helium balloon up in the air. There's several experiments on YouTube that also have that same experiment. But I did it myself, of course, because, you know, I'm not going to just take anything I see and believe it. And there's much more questions, by the way. This is just one.
We don't have time for a whole bunch, but you can go with another one.
I guess I got a counter question. I sail boats. I've sailed my boat crossing, you know, parts of the Atlantic Ocean, that sort of thing. Talked to a lot of people who've done a lot of crossings. And what I've seen for the globe looks like, or the flat Earth looks like, right? The distance between, say, Sweden and Greenland is about the same distance as it is from Africa to South America, right? Like, give or take, on the globe, it's about the same distance. But on the flat Earth, it would have to be significantly farther. I know people who've traveled these distances, and they've never commented on the disparity. So that's one of the things that sort of leads me to believe. I mean, that's an experiment that one can do oneself. It's not cheap by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, one can do the experiment and find out that, in that case, that the evidence leads one to believe that the globe is that there, in fact, is a globe, not a flat Earth.
I mean, that by what they project the flat Earth map to be, because everybody's been lied to and nobody's truly been shown what it truly looks like.
Well, why don't these flat earthers put some money behind?
You know, that just doesn't answer my horizon question at all.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
Another huge question in your horizon question.
I'm happy to hear your next question. In your horizon question, we have to take what you've said for fact. And, you know, if we did that...
No, you really don't. There are hundreds of YouTube videos of people doing the same exact experiment that I just did. Even at higher altitudes.
I understand, but I haven't watched those.
The horizon literally looks the same as if, like, you're at sea level. That's like
I don't know if that's... Okay, go ahead.
All right, and second of all, the second question that I'd like to ask is gravity. Does gravity have the ability to pick and choose? Because I don't see how a force so strong to hold down the oceans and hold down everything, and hold down us and affect us so much, but yet birds can just fly in the air like that.
Maybe you should learn something about flight.
Birds?
Thank you for the call.
Well, that's airfoils and how there's lift. I mean, that's just aerodynamics, the kind that we're taught in science class.
I mean, the fact that people spend their time on this stuff is really a real indication of how truly wealthy we are in the world today and specifically in this society. I mean, there are people
out there. I'm looking at a launch here, near space weather balloon launch with GoPro to 109,000 feet, and I see a clear and distinct curvature in the horizon.
Yeah. Well, Mark, you didn't do it yourself, so therefore you can't know what you're seeing is actually real.
I suppose somebody could be lying to me, there's no doubt, but...
It's ridiculous.
Take a look at this. Does that look like a curvature in the earth to you?
It sure does. And I believe when I fly to Colorado a lot and I've looked out the window, and I'm pretty sure that it looks like there's a curvature when you're, you know, and I've been up, my buddy's got a Piper Cub, and I've been up in that with him before, and I don't know how high we went in that one, but I know commercial airplane is like 34,000 feet or something, and I don't know. Looks like there's a curvature to me.
Absolutely. I mean, to say that every pilot who's ever commented on this is somehow a liar or, you know, can't see straight or whatever, it's ridiculous.
And sailors. So I've also seen experiments to show that there's a curvature just on the horizon at sea level. I don't know. I can't comment on it. It's obviously going to be very slight. But I am looking at this. Sometimes when it's on a balloon, and sometimes as it passes through the eye, there's a little warp to the camera. There are portions of it that look flat. So then, therefore, one could claim, see, the Earth's flat, and it only looks, sometimes it looks curved. You know, it's just, at that point, it's perception. So, well, I don't know.
Did I ever tell you guys what I think this flat Earth theory stuff is about?
People to concentrate on
wasting people's time
so that they. I mean, this is dumber than sports.
Yeah.
So, if the flat Earth theory is like a real thing, so I've listened to a lot of conspiracy theory stuff in my life. I've listened to a lot of Alex Jones over the years, and all these like conspiracy theory guys always talk about how the people who are in charge, the elite, will release tidbits of information because I don't know their overlord requires them to or something, but. I kind of think that the flat Earth is really this paper Earth. Like when a baby's first born, the baby's feet, the first Earth it steps on is this Earth of the state, this piece of paper, birth certificate. They put a footprint on it, put a drop of blood on the lower part of the birth certificate, and then that birth certificate is created by this other paper entity, which is just a two-dimensional world as far as I'm concerned. If you want to start talking about like corporations and trusts and these names on paper, I mean, it's flat, and they are literally calling, in some of this research I've done, they literally call the birth certificate in legal writings as a landed estate, and that has, or the first land baby's feet have, stepped on, therefore,
Boy, that's really esoteric.
But I mean, it's just, this flat earth theory is like, I always say to people, like when I was talking to some guys today about land, I want to remove this property in Grafton that I'm going to buy for my tax project from the county. And one guy's like, what are you talking about? And the other guy goes, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Get it out of the county, because the county is just, the county of Grafton is just a name on a piece of paper.
It's an idea.
That's all it is.
Yeah, it's an idea. It's a belief system. It's a religion.
And I want to remove this property from that county. Mm-hmm. How do I do that? I don't know yet.
I'm
going to try to find out. And that was one of the things I asked the town clerk about today, and oh, boy, she didn't want to hear nothing about that.
She didn't want to talk about that.
Hey, could you help me? I want to remove some property from the county when
I buy it. Don't want to help you with that.
Oh, no.
Because that would mean fewer tax dollars coming into their coffers. At least that's the way they see it.
Right? So that's as much thought as I put into the flat earth. Oh, maybe what they're really talking about is just flat earth paper world, because in some stuff, before you even heard anything about this flat earth stuff, people were calling, you know, a two-dimensional world, this corporate world where all the fictions are.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting interpretation, but I'm pretty sure all of these people who are calling about the flat Earth have never heard of that, and they're just completely in conspiracy theory land, into the most ridiculous conspiracy theory I think I've ever heard of that would require thousands upon thousands of people to participate to keep it quiet. It's insane. More coming up, Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so you can Skype on in here and bring up anything that you want, our Skype username. is LRN.FM.
So I was exchanging emails today with Russell Cox of the Whole Food Multi-Complete, which is a vitamin supplement that I've been taken for some time now. He calls it a multi, and I think it's best called a multi because it's not a multivitamin because it contains probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and all kinds of other nutrients that your body needs. But I was trying to get together. He had said something to me basically to indicate that Free Talk Live has been very, very successful for him as far as advertising goes.
Glad to hear it.
Like a superlative kind of successful. So today I've got a statement from him here. It says, Free Talk Live performed better, dollar for dollar, than any ad venue I have tried up to this point, including behemoths like Google AdWords.
Wow. All right.
So, and I think that's because of my endorsement. And the reason, and I'm not trying to be vain here. What I'm trying to say is I believe I've endorsed this well in saying things like, look, I'm going to buy this product whether it's, you know, whether they're advertising on the show or not. This is a new part of my lifestyle. It's changed my life in a couple of ways. And
yeah, you said you lost a little bit of weight.
Yeah, I lost a little bit of weight, which was just a wild aspect of this. I didn't expect to do that. But I lost somewhere between 10 and 15 pounds. I wasn't keeping close track.
It's not advertised as a weight loss.
It's not, but the reality is that a good probiotic for many people, I'm not going to say, I would say most, I think it's reasonably safe to say most people, will cause their digestion to be improved such that they lose some weight. I don't know how it works entirely, but watch the gut, your second brain, and you'll get some kind of insight like I did. Now, also one of the great aspects is this takes a bunch of supplements that would otherwise cost you about $150 a month, quality supplements, and brings them down into one significantly less costly. And all you have to do is go to simplifymysupplements.com to learn more. Please, if you have any interest, and you should, because it's your body, you only get one. You're going to be here about 75 years. You want to bump that up to something like, I don't know, 80. You're going to have to take good care of it, and this is one of the ways you can do it. Go and look at the ingredients list at simplifymysupplements.com. Enter coupon code FTL when you order to save 30% off your first order. That's cost for him. So he just wants you to try it and see how it works for you, and then you can continue on. You know, there'll be profit for him in the future, but he's hoping at this point that you'll be satisfied, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL. They accept Bitcoin and free shippings on orders of $60 or more.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Liberty Lover is on the line in Ohio on Skype. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I discovered today when reading through some of the laws in my state that we have something that sounds ridiculous to me. It's called failure to report and failure to intervene.
Tell me more.
If you witness a crime, you have to report it, apparently, or else you're in trouble.
Whoa.
And from what I've seen, if somebody is getting assaulted in front of you, apparently you have to intervene.
Really?
Yes.
I know that they have things like this for, you know, first responders and that sort of thing, that if somebody's dying, you have to give them CPR and you can't just stand there and watch them die. But, you know, I don't know that. I don't know how it works for other people, other places.
I mean, that seems like a really crazy thing to have as a law because, I mean, to expect the average person to be able to intervene in a physical altercation is pretty unreasonable.
I guess you could yell.
Does that count?
I would
have to ask them.
I don't know. No. If my 84-year-old grandmother is hobbling along her walker, you know, down the street and sees some dude in an alley beating a girl up, there ain't too much she can really do about it, and I don't even think she has a cell phone.
Right.
You know?
Walkers are pretty heavy.
Wow.
Now, do you know of that? How did you find out about this? I mean, has there been any kind of news where someone has been charged with these things?
It was brought to my attention by my grandmother. She spends entirely too much time reading up on this. And apparently, Ohio Revised Code 2921.22 has this. It also has something where you have to report a burn injury. Wow. So if you get burned, you can't, like, keep it quiet.
You know, a lot of these government laws, they are statutes, they don't ever get challenged. So, I mean, these may be blatantly unconstitutional, and if no one's ever taken it to court, if they, first of all, if they've never charged anyone with it, I mean, I imagine they have, but if they, you know, if they charge somebody with it and they don't challenge it, then it sticks. And until somebody actually takes it up to the Supreme Court or the Ohio Supreme Court and they overturn it, or the U.S. Supreme Court overturns it. Go ahead.
I've just never seen anything like this. Like, if I stick my hand in a campfire and don't report it, I get in trouble.
Well, the thing about many of these laws is they don't pull them off the books because they know that they can't be enforced in the first place. I've talked to legislators about stupid, archaic laws, and they're like, yeah, whatever. They don't care. When was the last time somebody got arrested for this? What am I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, repeal it is what they're supposed to do.
They're not going to.
Except
that's too much work.
So I've got the Ohio governor or Ohio.gov site here, their Ohio laws and rules, so-called, or what they call their Ohio Revised Code, ORC, as you suggested. No person knowing that a felony has been or is being committed shall knowingly fail to report such information to law enforcement authorities.
Now that everything's a felony, you just have to report everything.
No person knowing that a violation of the Division B or has been or is being committed, or that the person has received information derived from such a violation, shall knowingly fail to report the violation to law enforcement authorities. So yeah, it looks like you're pretty much what you said. It's on the books.
That applies to persons.
Yeah, and what it says about burn injuries, though, I don't even know why that's even there. Like, if you get burned, you have to tell somebody about it. What is the point of that? So if I burn my finger on the stove and I'm cooking an egg, I have to, like, immediately call the police?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Now I'm wondering if there's something like this in New Hampshire, because a lot of these statutes are boilerplate. They come from one state, and then the other states just kind of carbon copy it, and they put it into their statutes. So
I can just imagine the job of somebody on the phone. Yeah, I was just cooking bacon this morning, and my shirt was off, and grease jumped out on me.
It's ridiculous. Hey, thanks for bringing that up, Liberty Lover. Anything else you want to share?
That's about it. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate the call. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Look, if you have the freedom of speech, should that not also include the freedom to not speak?
Yes.
Yeah. It would seem that way, but we are in a place where now you have...
It's getting more and more so that, no, you don't have an option.
Yeah, rights generally are whether you choose to use them or not. You can't be forced to exercise a right.
Right. Now, you mentioned that this only applies to persons, Jay, and the thing is, you can frequently find person defined within statutes as a human being or a human.
I've never, ever seen anywhere in a statute where it defines a person as a man, a woman, a human, or a human being. In this statute, it says individuals, firms, companies, businesses,
individual
trusts,
would,
states
would qualify.
And I've looked up individual in other states. I couldn't find it in Ohio here. Mm-hmm. And it says individual is a person, a corporation, a trust, association, like a circular definition.
I swear I've seen it somewhere, but let's continue here. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And again, convincing the judge that you're not a person is also a whole other story.
By now you know that wireless technology, like cell phones, do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So I was looking for this failure to report a crime statute. Couldn't find one in New Hampshire, but I did find one about failure to report injuries, meaning that if you are treating someone for a gunshot wound or, quote, any other injury that you believe to have been caused by a criminal act, if you fail to notify a law enforcement official of all of the information that you possess concerning that injury, that would be a misdemeanor charge in New Hampshire. So I guess pointed at the idea of, you know, some criminal finding a doctor and having him patch him up.
A veterinarian.
Yeah, right. That's what they do in the movies, at least, right? And that would be a crime if they don't immediately report that to the so-called authorities. And, Mark, you had said that you believed that that would be unconstitutional?
Well, it seemed like it.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Skype, where Rectify is on the line. Hello, Rectify.
Hey, guys. More observations. I brought up a couple about this flat Earth supposed conspiracy or revision on our history, and there's a couple observations I wanted to bring to the table just to see scientific minds reflect on what I've observed, and if that's okay, and I've got about two or three of them, if that's chill.
I don't know. You can try one. We'll see how it goes.
We've got this time for it. Go ahead. Try one.
All right. Well, the first one is I live on, you know, the Southern Californian coast, and when it's a clear day, I can see Catalina Island. And according to the trigonometry that we've been presented with, the curvature of our Earth should be 8 inches per mile squared. And therefore, my viewpoint of this island should be hundreds of feet below this suggested curvature. And another viewpoint my actual father brought to my attention, which he's a fed. All through his life, he was a Vietnam veteran and worked for the FAA and all this stuff. But he says aircraft never have to accentuate for their altitude. In other words, to account for a curvature. And he also told me that railroads and bridges are never, they never use that same math I brought up formerly, 8 inches per square, or 8 inches per mile square. They never use that when accounting for building superstructures like railways and highways. And a third fact that my father brought up.
I wouldn't think you would have to in a highway or a railroad. I mean, they're sitting on the ground. I mean, it's just concrete. It's going to have, or, it's going to be asphalt. It's going to shape to the earth, right?
Have we ever ever seen Mars or
Who's
Venus
we?
On the horizon?
You and I?
Right? Thousands
I've seen
of
Mars.
Miles.
Yeah.
Right. Why don't we ever see flying stars going upward between our viewpoint of these celestial bodies?
Why don't we see flying stars?
We never
going
do. If we're on a ball.
Well, because the flying stars are usually just little bits of things coming through the atmosphere, so they're headed towards us. I mean, they streak,
But if you're on a ball,
right.
And you're looking over there at Venus, that's millions of miles away, shouldn't you be able to see things flying up in between us and Venus?
No.
Can you tell me, what...
There's no atmosphere between us and Venus,
nothing to
things
light
not going to be on fire.
Most of the people who are calling about this flat Earth stuff really don't know much about science, and I can't say I know a whole lot about it. So, I went to, some basic science classes, and even I can poke some holes in this. Now, what did you say about Catalina Island? That's an island off the coast of California.
22 miles away from the coast.
You said, where are you in California? You're right off the coast of it?
Right. It should be hundreds of feet below my
No, dude. Point. You're getting your math messed up. You said it was 8 inches per square mile. It should be 160 inches.
Per mile squared.
So what is per mile squared?
How does that translate to 100 miles? What?
22 times 8 inches.
Yeah, that's 100.
There's visuals of Chicago skyline and skyscraper from Detroit area.
Look, your numbers are wrong, dude. You don't know what you're talking about.
Which should be impossible. It should be impossible to see Detroit from Chicago.
Hold on. I got a question. What the F difference does it make?
Oh, here, I'll tell you the reasoning.
I want to know. For God's sakes, why have I been lied to my whole life?
Here it is.
Tell me.
They're going to fool you all. Remember that Series V?
Who is they?
Whoever rule the fallen angels that rule this world. All right.
Is that ridiculous? Is that literal?
Don't hang up on me.
Is it literal? Or are you just kind of saying
literally.
Fallen angels.
Literally.
All right.
Yes. They're going to, they have these UFOs. They have zero point technology. They run our governments, they run our media, they run everything at the top, they hide behind the Jews, okay? And any other...
All right, then. Have a nice day. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. So is he trolling, Mark, or is he for real?
That guy is nuts.
Okay. Toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Don't worry, there's another one. Here he is, Joe in Lakeside, California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I had to kill a dead horse, but Mark, you said you went sailing a little bit off the coast. I had a great experiment off of Panama City, Florida. Yep. I went on a sailboat, and the guy showed me the coolest thing. We went out a little bit, and he said, "Now remember this motel when we're leaving. It's 12 stories." And we go out a little bit, and it didn't look 12 stories. It looked about one story. And then the other end, He said, see that motel? It looks like one story. We're going to go down there. It's going to be 12 stories. We were like in the middle. And that right there shows the curve, if that made any sense.
Oh, so you're actually supporting the curve. Thank goodness.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I jumped to a conclusion. I want to apologize to you, Joe. Usually the only people that have the subject line of flat earth on our call screening software are a bunch of crackpots that believe in this nonsense. Thank goodness. A sane caller tonight.
There you go. Did Mark ever notice that, though, when he went sailing off the coast?
I never paid that much attention, mostly when I was sailing off the coast. I mean, I have an expectation that the world is going to be round, right? Like, I realize that I live in this. No one had ever, I had never seriously considered the notion that it was not, round or some close facsimile to the shape round or spherical. So I didn't really look in that way, but mostly what we would do is we just kind of see the beach off to the side. I'd noticed that you wouldn't be able to see the beach before you'd see the trees before you saw the beach. So I mean,
correct.
I suppose that would show to some extent that there might be a curvature.
Correct. Now, I was on the hold a long time, and I just want to thank you for making me study something. I did not know you did an advertisement about probiotics. And so I didn't know what probiotics was, so I Googled it. And I did not realize I needed that stuff in my body to clean my body out. So I appreciate you letting me know I need to start doing a little bit of body cleansing.
The easiest way to do it is this SimplifyMySupplements.com.
Code FTL.
Yeah, code FTL. All I did was take it as they prescribed there for, I think it was, 3 or 4 weeks, and I didn't even realize I had lost weight, but I did.
Right, well, we don't need to just lose weight. According to what I read, was we needed to make sure we're healthy.
Yeah.
And we don't realize that this food does not take care of our insides like it's supposed to.
Yeah,
well,
you've got to.
I appreciate you teaching me something.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
A few of the call, man.
Have a great day.
Yep, you too.
A few weeks ago, Mark and I watched a little mini documentary on gut health that was explaining about how certain bacteria can, like, and, you know, things in your gut can contribute to certain ways, you know, your mood is and how you're feeling. And, yeah, it's and they talked about how there's your gut is like a second brain, you know, for your body and how it's, like, connected to your brain. It was really interesting.
According to rationalwiki.org, The caller who was on the line with us here, by the way, Rectify, he mentions in his Skype text, Project Bluebeam, Grand Deception. And I thought, that sounds familiar. When will we hear about this crack pottery before? Apparently, it is a conspiracy theory that claims that NASA is attempting to implement a new age religion with the Antichrist at its head and start the New World Order via a technologically simulated second coming. Yeah, more coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone, because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. How'd you like to try out what might be the best pillow you'll ever use? And you can try it out for a 60-day money-back guarantee window of time by going to mypillow.com and using code FTL. Now, there is a slight amount of risk in that if you don't like it, you do have to pay to ship it back because, well, that's just how things tend to work in life. But they're guaranteeing their product. They're guaranteeing you're going to love MyPillow. As Mark, you and I both love ours.
Absolutely.
MyPillow. You can go to Mark, or not Mark, you can go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, and you get the half-off discount, 50% off, because you're a Free Talk Live listener. So one at half off, or two for the price of one, however you want to look at that. Unlike a regular pillow, which, of course, just continues over the years to collect all manner of dust and detritus inside of it, well, the MyPillow is actually washable. You can put it in your washer and the dryer, and more importantly, it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I love mine. It's great. You can try one out for yourself at MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. Our listeners who have the MyPillow have raved about them thus far, and it's also guaranteed to last 10 years. So it's a pretty serious warranty. MyPillow.com. Code FTL. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we got Robert in Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
So a few weeks ago, Ian mentioned how our education system is based off of the Prussian system. And I found that very interesting, and I dived in, and I read a couple articles about it, and I just all these things just started to make sense. Like I never liked going to school when I was younger. I hated being forced to go. I felt like I was manipulated while I was there, and it just the things in these articles just made a whole lot of things, made a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, John Taylor Gatto, for listeners that want to learn about this, that's who kind of turned me on to the idea of the Prussian model, was John Taylor Gatto. And I think he's still kicking out there, but he's really old at this point.
And ill, yeah.
Yeah, not doing well. But he, you know, he's really researched this, and he was actually the teacher of the year, I believe, for New York State, if I'm recalling correctly. And so he's basically somebody who was inside the system for a long time who has come out against it. So anyway, for others who wanted to check that out. But go ahead, Robert, with more of your thoughts.
Other things like grades don't necessarily show intelligence, but more obedience, of how obedient you can get people to be. And things like that. I guess I could end on that. I just wanted to, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, grades, everybody in school knows that grades really have more to do with doing whatever it is the teacher wants you to do rather than actually, you know, learning something for yourself. Now, that's not to say that there aren't good teachers within the government school system. I believe that there are. I had a couple, few of them in my time there. But a lot of people know that in a situation where the teacher is less than desirable as far as their abilities are concerned, you got to do what they want you to do. You got to make the report say what they want it to say. You can't step outside of the box, so to speak, or else your grade might suffer. It's rare that you'll find a teacher who can appreciate that kind of thing. And so, absolutely.
It creates, like, worker bees. I feel like it creates these people who are like, what is my employer going to do for me, or what is the government going to do for me? I feel like it creates, like, this, you know, this dependency, you know. Yeah. I feel it's like our system doesn't really go for entrepreneurial people or independent thought.
Right.
I feel it's like just pumping out these people. It's like, what are they going to do for me? I'm going to be the best slave so I can get the best stuff from my master. That's just like, this is how it comes off to me.
That's what it boils down to, but obviously they don't think about it that way, right? They think about, like, I want to, you know, do what's right for my country and, you know, be a good, you know, retire from my career and, you know, have grandkids and sort of go to college and, like, do all these typical things that people are sort of programmed to do, not just by the government schools, but also those same people who've come out of the government schools are also the ones who create the media, so the media, you know, backs up all of these messages, and it's just this constantly reinforced messaging system that you know, indoctrinates people into this, and it can be hard to break people out of that mindset. And
absolutely.
A lot of a lot of nationalists are really proud that they pay taxes.
Yep.
In Massachusetts, when I go into mom and pop stores, like, buy parts and stuff, I had some hydraulic lines made the other day, and I said to the guy, I go, "What's the cash? No slip price, no receipt." He's like, "Well, what do you mean?" I says, "Well, I don't want to have to pay the 6.25% extortion." And I said, "And you shouldn't have to report this. You own this business. So you take this cash and you put it in your pocket. I'm spending like $300 on hydraulic lines."
Right.
And this guy just takes and, like, puffs out his chest and takes his hat off and puts it right on his heart and says, "I'm a proud patriot.
Wow.
How dare you ask me not to, you know, to not pay taxes and blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, "It's a parasite you're feeding. What don't you get about this?"
It's brutal.
Oh, yeah. And he was just like, "I ain't going there anymore."
I'm an Uber driver in Philly, and people always like, "Oh, you seem fairly intelligent. How come you're not working like a corporate job or something like that?" And I'm just like, I don't want to work for someone. I want to just do my own thing. I don't want to have a boss. I don't want to have to report to someone. You know, it's just, freedom is more valuable to me than making a little bit more money sitting behind a desk.
Yeah, I wish more people thought like you do, and unfortunately the government school system just saps that right out of them. They don't teach people about risk. They teach people to avoid risk. They don't teach people about how to be an entrepreneur. They don't teach people anything about the benefits of what you're talking about, of being able to run your own business, set your own hours, and, you know, but there's risk involved in those things, and they want to provide what appears to be a safe road to people. But anybody that really knows that a job is never a safe road. It could be gone tomorrow. The corporation could go out of business, and all of the years that you've put into it are not going to be worth very much at that point. Now, that's not to say that, you know, there shouldn't be jobs. Obviously, there are
likely going to be jobs for the rest of our lives and for generations. But it's important to be able to break away from that paradigm. And the statist sort of paradigm is very prevalent. And that's one of the reasons, in my opinion, why it's important to get people who think like we do in the same geographic area. That's why a lot of liberty-minded folks have moved up to New Hampshire, as the three of us on this show have done, because it's more likely that at a brake shop or whatever, you might find somebody in New Hampshire who's like, yeah, screw the government. I don't want to pay, you know, taxes. I think that mindset is more prevalent up here than it is in a lot of places.
I have found that, because everywhere I go, I'm wearing like a, you know, no masters, no slave shirt or something productive. You know, yep. Productive. Yeah.
That's all you've got is provocative T-shirts.
Yes. and people are always walking up to me commenting on them.
In New Hampshire.
All the time.
Yeah.
We're trying to run people in Philly. I would like to retire in New Hampshire, but I still think there's some fight to do here in Philly. You know,
you can always fight. I mean, you can fight for as long as you want wherever you are, but the question is, are you actually accomplishing anything?
We're trying to run everyone we can, even as low as comptroller. We're trying. We're trying to get our people in place. So, I mean,
it's important to feel like you're trying to do something, but the question is, are you getting any results from your attempts? Can you point to any success stories for all of the tries out there? Because I can tell you that here in New Hampshire, we've got a bunch of success stories.
You have to move when the time is right for you, and
absolutely,
I wouldn't want you to move a moment before that. But a question I would have you ask you is do you ever wish there were more of you where you are? And if right. And then, I got an idea then. You can move where more of them are.
Because you can drive an Uber pretty much, you know, anywhere. Obviously, there's not as much business in that industry in New Hampshire, but Uber exists in Manchester and Concord and
I just
Boston.
Saw a $12 an hour job driving in today. I think there's things you can do.
There certainly are. So, hey, Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And if you are out there and you love Liberty, you really owe it to yourself to check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. Because, I could have stayed in Florida until I retired, whatever that means. But, you know, I could have stayed down there and tried real hard, kept trying as hard as possible to try to change the system down there, and never would have gotten anywhere because I did try when I was down there. I did do a lot of activism, a lot of outreach, a lot of Libertarian Party stuff, and it never got anywhere, and the Libertarian Party there is not any further along than it was 15 years ago, you know, so there's no real progress whatsoever. So if you want to have progress, the key is to concentrate. The key is to be around other people like you.
People know that.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. They know that concentration's the key. They just
why don't they do anything about it?
They want them to come to them. It's the,
it ain't going to work like
the
that.
The height of hubris, yeah. Right? I mean, I would sure love a bunch of people to move to where I am rather than you picking yourself up and going where all the libertarians have congregated. Gosh darn it, I wish they'd move to me. Well,
he didn't say that.
He didn't. No, I'm not trying to scold him. Yeah. I'm just saying that this is one of the traps that people get caught in. I mean, wouldn't it have been great if they would have all moved to Sarasota?
Sure, that would have been sweet. Wouldn't have to move. We're coming up here, 855 450 free. Join us on Free Talk Live, Hour 3 next.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.